appearing ever fresh and ever youthful. O Krishna, the demigods continued, you always take pleasure in satisfying the residents of Vrindavan. Your body is the personification of complete jubilation, and you are forever full of happiness. You perfectly execute each and every one of your actions. All glories to you. You are always yearning for the love of your devotees. Your enemies consume themselves by envying you. When demons oppose you, you playfully taunt them. You are known as Shyamasunda because your spiritual body resembles the hue, the color of a beautiful blue rain cloud. The devotees, who are like honeybees at your lotus feet, have no desire for economic development, sense gratification, or salvation. One engaged in serving you never tries to enjoy husband, wife, son, and so on. For a devotee, you alone are the only wife, husband, child, teacher, and wealth. You are their fame, their pride, and the very meaning of their lives. Of course, you are known only by your prema bhaktas. Although we demigods attempt to glorify you, we do not really know you. You are far beyond the reaches of prayers. Your effulgence derides the radiance of the clouds. You take away the sufferings of the distressed. Your enchanting transcendental body surges with waves of amorous love. You turn your enemies into insignificant beings. Your splendid moon-like face smashes Chandra's pride to pieces, and your presence makes Vrindavan beautiful. You remove all other aspirations from one who surrenders unto you. You are restless with hankering to ever delight in love. All glories to you, all glories to you, O gentle-eyed one. Your beautiful eyes have forcibly captured the splendor of the lotus. O one who allures the eyes with the chamara fan of your artistic hairstyle. O lotus-eyed one, your sweet lips deride the taste of the ripe bimba fruits. You give bliss and elegance to the world. Your glittering teeth, which are more attractive than the kunda flowers, mock the brilliance of a row of pearls. O effulgent one, your cheerful smile shines like twinkling stars. All glories unto you. Your singing and flute playing unfold many pastimes. Seeing you saturates the mind and heart with ecstasy. You are decorated with glimmering gold earrings that swing to and fro and reflect splendidly on your soft cheeks. Your opulent ornaments accent your exquisite beauty. Your opulent ornaments, they truly do accentuate your exquisite beauty. The bees hum loudly as they hover above the garland draped on your powerful broad chest. The soft, pure garland is sprinkled with pollen and drops of honey. And out of your infinite compassion, you fill the hearts of your devotees with delight. All glories to you. You are the abode of all desirable beauty. The lines of Lakshmi complement your enchanting chest. Your garland swings out of fear, and your necklaces move like waves. Your handsome chest induces desires within the impenetrable hearts of chaste housewives. Seeing your own reflection in a mirror, your pride increases like a sporting new Cupid. Your chest is further beautified by your arms, which resemble the elegant trunk of a baby elephant. All glories to you. O chief advisor of the cowherd men, you are the leader and only shelter of them. O beloved son of Nanda Maharaj, you are glorious and venerable. You alone can remove the dense pride of Indra. Please make us mirthful by bestowing your mercy upon us. Brahma praised you for killing the demons drunk with power. We demigods can never compare with you in battle. We cannot conquer you. So please, therefore, rule us according to your free will. You remove the miseries from the three worlds. You stop the cycle of birth and death, and you delight the hearts of your devotees. A beautiful peacock feather decorates your brilliant crown. You sport in the forest groves on the bank of the Kalindi. You desire and destroy the mode. Whoops. You destroy the mode of ignorance. We worship your limbs, which glisten like the branches of a tamal tree. Your brilliant dark blue form derides a mountain of Kajal. All glories to you, O Krishna, all glories to you. Please make us intensely attached to you and engage us in your service. Free us from the control of lust and keep us under your control. Please, oh please destroy the fear of repeated birth and death within us. You withhold your kindness from the cruel and the wicked. Therefore, please remove the disease of desiring honor and distinction from our hearts. Please, please make us fortunate by manifesting fully in our hearts, O learned one. Your wandering in the kunjas of Vrindavan excites the mind and exhilarates the heart. You shine brilliantly like the autumn moon, and your gentle smile is alive with pastimes. The witty words flowing from your mouth produced infinite varieties of infinite rasa, of intimate rasa-filled mellows. You are always anxious to relish emotional ecstasies within your heart. You are famous throughout the Vedas for dispelling doubts and solving disputes. Your pleasing words fill the ears with waves of loving flavors. Your inner joy arises from pure love. You are a mine of transcendental splendor. Your roving eyes, which mock blossoming lotuses, are slightly reddish due to the intoxication that you are experiencing. Seeing your eyes pleases the eyes of everyone. As the reservoir of mercy, you deliver the entire world from distress and dangers. You establish rules and regulations to create good fortune for the people of the world. You sit on the lotus of the heart of a devotee who glorifies you with pure love. But when you get angry, you can act like Yamaraj to easily crush the prowess of an insubordinate servant like King Indra. You are decorated with a rare jewel of formidability. You are fearless. You fearlessly lifted Govanan and stood like a graceful dancer, effortlessly holding the mountain in your lotus hand. Your white lotus, the white lotus tucked over your ear, resembles a conch shell, and your earrings glitter like sunshine. You are famous for satisfying the devotees who desire to see your magnificent form. You are known both by man and demigods. You mystify both the moving and non-moving. You are the indomitable force. With a little pinky finger of your left hand, you held up the vast mountain of Govanan. Colorful varieties of loving moods enhance your pure character. Oh, illustrious one, although the Vraja Gopis are your most confidential servants, you uphold the strictest codes of morality. You compassionately protected Gokul from the clouds of devastation that assailed your beloved Vrindavan with floods, lightning bolts, and torrents of rain. Abounding in kindness, you always do good for everyone, and you satisfy all desires. O skillful one, your youthful elegance conquers the splendor of a cloud bank. You appear in this world to bestow your blessings, and you violently suppress opposition to pure dharma. You dress in gorgeous glimmering gold garments which outshine the pollen of kadamba flowers. You are the wisest amongst all wise men. You conquered the crafty Indra and shattered his false pride. May you, who affectionately protected the residents of Gokul by lifting Girilaj, be the continual object of our glorification. O Lord, just with your hands, you easily pulverize the pride of invincible demons like Bakasura, like Putana, Vatasura, and others. Like a powerful snake, you instantly subdued your enemies such as Agasura. You demolished the pride of the angry Lord Brahma. You protected the Yamuna by banishing Kaliya with your forceful dancing. Oh, beautiful one, you courageously saved your friends from the forest fire by putting them in illusion. Oh Lord, whenever you associate intimately with the gopis, your mind becomes agitated to enjoy pastimes due to the intensity of their pure love for you. We saw this tendency of yours when you stole the clothes of the Vrajakumaris. In this humorous pastime, you captivated the minds of the innocent girls with your sweet, pleasant words. By accepting the offerings of delicious food from the Jagyik Patnis, you reciprocated with their love. You are the abode of blissful festivals. O intelligent one, you saved the world from the deluge of destruction. You removed Indra's pride by stopping his worship and by defeating him when he attacked Vrindavan. You satisfied the desires of everyone by lifting the king of mountains, Giridhar. You bestowed happiness according to one's mood of love towards you, O Lord. Your beauty, you please the eyes of everyone. You forgive even the lowest, most offensive living entity within the universe if they surrender unto you, O Lord. You always increase the happiness of your intimate servants. You manifested dreadful boldness by uprooting Indra's Nandakanana forest with the peak of Giriraj. When will we fallen ones be eligible to hear your auspicious glories? You possess adorable beauty and deserve to be worshipped by everyone. O Lord, who can completely know all of your unlimited attributes? No one in the universe has the qualities that you do. O embodiment of all pleasure in the universe, O embodiment of all pleasing traits, you are inconceivable to the non-devotees, but you are the benevolent maintainer for one who surrenders to you in distress or in humility. We beg you, therefore, please show compassion to us, and please protect us. Please beautify and enlighten us so that we can surrender unto you. And please drown us in the ocean of your blissful service. Ignorance and illusion have nearly killed us. Please fill us with detachment and ever-increasing love for you. Please destroy our wicked thoughts and empower us to properly glorify you. Hare Krishna.